Sound Clip is presented by the Bewitched and Elizabeth Montgomery website at www.bewitched.net.
Bernard Fox has mentioned that he did a little bit of ad-libbing when he was on.
Probably, yeah.
Was that relatively uncommon? Did most people just go through the lines as written?
As a rule, yeah. But he would do things, as I remember. He was always good. He was always a good contributor.
Was that something you welcomed from him?
Yeah.
You didn't feel like you had to draw
from
the
anybody,
line?
Really. You know, it wasn't that tight. Very outgoing.
A little collaboration was fine. He was only in 18 episodes, but everybody seems to remember him disproportionately to that.
Yeah, it was like Paul Lynn. He was only
right,
in about
exactly.
The same amount.
He just made a big impression, a big splash. Did she practice Serena at home?
Sure. Yeah. She worked at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. So you would sit around reading together late in the night?
Yeah.
How would you compare Alice Pierce to Sandra Gould as far as...
Well, I thought Alice Pierce was far superior. It was too bad, but I think Alice Pierce was different enough that it didn't show. Mm-hmm. Sandy was Sandy.
They're just different characters.
Yeah. So it wasn't, I don't think, noticeable. Anyway.
Marion Marr.
Oh, God, love her.
Was she Elizabeth's favorite co-star, do you think?
Yeah. She was our favorite. So depressing when she died. Not in the fourth year, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was very sad.
Aggie and Maurice Evans. They really seemed like a couple.
They were wonderful.
Seemed to really play off each other.
Yeah. They were wonderful. Anyway. They made great enemies and great lovers.
Did they have a sort of a natural chemistry, do you think?
Yeah, they did.
I guess they both kind of came from the serious Broadway Cooper.
Yeah, true. Because, yeah, Aggie came from heavy drama. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, came from England. Mm-hmm. The Sir.
I didn't know that. Larry and Louise.
Oh. Yeah, they were great. Larry was terrific.
He was, I think, my favorite character.
He was so dependable, yeah.
How do you think the show would have been different without them?
I think, well, I don't know. It depends on who you got, but we certainly got the right person in David White.
Yeah.
So his son died that flight over the TWA plane that blew up. But his son was a exchange student, and he was on that plane. And it pretty much ruined Larry, or David. He didn't get over that.
I think I've heard that he was an unhappy man in those
years. Yeah, and that really made him unhappy.
Did Aggie ever get a little impatient with actors who she considered a little less serious or beneath her?
Yeah, occasionally she would.
Could you tell on the set that was going on?
Yeah. I'd get her aside, do her down.
Was she otherwise pretty predictable to work with?
Yeah.
How did Elizabeth and Aggie get along?
Great.
Was that pretty constant over time, or did things change?
No, they always got along great.
I heard Agnes left Elizabeth a piece of jewelry in her list, so I guess they must have.
Yeah, I forget what that was. Yeah, she did.
Was it a fairly sad parting for those two then when the show ended?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was very sad.